was Brandon Prust, who has been kind enough to join us this morning in the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Of course, played for Montreal in that series. Actually played Ottawa in back-to-back years in the playoffs at the Rangers the year before. How you doing this morning, Brandon?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thanks. Really appreciate the time this morning. Does that take you back, that those comments?
Yeah. Other than I still have, when I got home after that season, one of my buddies made me a hat. So I actually have a hat that says Bug-Eyed Fat Wallace on it.
That's outstanding.
Good for a card game, eh? Throw that on.
Yeah.
Before we kind of get into what went on in the temperature of that series, you ended up playing, you played for the Rangers against the Sens in the 2012 playoffs, which had its own craziness with Matt Karkner and everything. Kind of take us through that series, and what was your level of, I guess, hatred for Ottawa as you got set to play them in the 2013 playoffs?
Yeah, I think, and that was a huge, heated rivalry too. That series anyway, I remember, I think we were down 3-2 going into Ottawa, and I remember I took a good run at Carlson and ended up fighting Nealer and kind of getting beat up pretty good. but it ended up being a turning point in the series, and we ended up coming back and winning in seven, if I recall correctly. So, but that series right there, my blood for Ottawa was, that carried over to the next year when we were with Montreal, when I was with Montreal. So, and then we ended up playing them a couple years after that. So I got a lot of intense playoff rounds against the Sens.
Yeah, and Brandon, to that, and we'll go to the Montreal component, those Rangers teams, boy, oh boy, you guys were close, and I know you ended up leaving that summer, but had to be a different mentality entering the playoffs where it wasn't just to get in and win a round. I mean, your thoughts had to be on winning the Stanley Cup at that time.
Yeah, that year for sure. We had a good team. We finished top of the conference, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere up there. And it was a heartbreaker when we lost to New Jersey in the conference finals. But we go seven against Ottawa, and then we got seven against Washington. So we really grinded it out those first two rounds, and then New Jersey, we just kind of ended up fading near the end of the series there. So that was definitely tough.
We're with Brandon Prust joining us ahead of our replay of Game 4 tonight of the 2013 playoff Sens and Habs. So you're getting set. You're going to play Ottawa in the first round. I think there's a lot of excitement. Brandon, you're with Montreal. It's the Sens and the Habs, two geographically obviously very close, but had never played in the playoffs. Take us back, if you can remember, about just to kick off the series, memories of how much interest there was in a playoff series between Montreal and Ottawa.
Well, obviously it was huge, and I know that was the lockout year, so it was kind of a condensed season, and you're right into playoffs right away. But the blood was boiling right away too. So I think it was game two that Eller got smoked right up the middle by Greiba. I'm pretty sure that was game two.
No, it was game one.
Was it game one?
It was game one. Yeah, yeah. What do you remember that? What do you remember that play?
I think it was 61, but I thought it was Beaulieu. I don't think it was Diaz. I thought it was Beau that passed the puck, but, I just passed it to Lars, cut across the middle and, Greiba stepped up on him. I think nowadays that's going to be a suspension. Nowadays you can't really do that, but, he timed the hit and everything like that, but Lars Eller was out cold on the ice and obviously blood everywhere, and then taken off on a stretcher, and then I just remember the next morning, right before we went in to do our interviews, we see Paul McLean's interview right on TV. Like as soon as I walk in to do my interview, so I'm just steaming, watching him just call out numbers and not say anybody's name and. That's when I just lost it.
And so to that, you were not pushed by anybody else because certainly the exchange between Ian Terry and Paul McLean seemed to get the better of him. As you said that, you put that out to TV. What was the reaction from the Montreal Canadiens organization that generally likes to control their message?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really remember too much. I don't think anybody really cared at that time. I wasn't pushed by anybody. No, I literally just watched Paul McClain do his interview. So I was like, you know, basically seeing red. I don't even remember what I said in the interview. So, and I don't really remember ever hearing anything from anybody like, oh, you Prusty can't say that. I don't know. So, I mean, it was a pretty heated a battle. So I don't think anybody really cared.
Yeah. What made you choose that description, bug-eyed fat walrus?
Well, have you seen him?
Perfect.
I mean, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said fat. That's a little mean.
Barrel-chested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Husky.
Yeah.
Husky, yeah.
Brendan,
yeah.
You go into that series, and I look at your Montreal team, and I thought certainly even for stretches of game one and other parts, when it was all about the hockey and the skill, I thought you guys were the better team. What was the change, though, as they drew into a street fight that they had a little bit deeper than yourself and the Montreal side? But kind of what was the feeling in the room, and how much did that change the dynamic of the series?
Well, yeah, I'm not really sure if that was... I think maybe we kind of got pushed around that series. I think our speed and our skill was good. We had a lot of young kids that ended up being, you know, big part of our team, but they were still pretty young at the time, you know, like Gallagher, Galchenyuk. And I think we kind of got pushed around that series. And I remember after, you know, game two, wasn't really close for us. Like I said, it's a long time ago, but so it's hard to say go game by game. Yeah, I think it was just kind of, we ended up just kind of getting pushed around and weren't really kind of ready for that intensity, it seems. And it definitely was a big learning curve for us. And you know, the next couple of years, you know, we got a little closer.
With Brandon Prust in the middle of the 2013 playoff series between Montreal and Ottawa. So after you guys win game two, Brandon, is when he comes back with the great comeback. Paul McClain, I'm talking about, you know, I'm not fat, I'm husky or whatever. Did you feel like in a way that that Paul McClain really kind of, I don't know, had a bigger influence on that series, kind of got you guys stirred up, started thinking more about him than the actual games on the ice? Was that an issue within the room at all?
Yeah. It wasn't really maybe an issue or anything like that we talked about. I mean, it was, let's keep our focus on the ice, let's keep our focus on the Sens. But, I mean, maybe in the back of our minds, we were really like, you know, just wanted to shoot the puck at the coach and on the bench. I don't know, but yeah, it might have drawn some attention away from our focus anyway. Like I said, we had some young guys. We were a lot of new faces on the team. I was new there, it just was one of those years where things aren't kind of clicking. When you're in the playoffs, you lose a little confidence. You lose your focus a bit, and next thing you know, it's the series is over. And I think that's kind of what happened to us there.
And for Michel Therrien, and I guess more importantly, Brendan, watching him in the pressers and just overall, you go back to Michel as a junior coach to the American League, even as a pro, he always had tough teams where he could react. How was kind of his emotion, and how much did the staff and players almost have to keep him in check? Because he'd usually just want an all-out street fight if it was previous teams he'd had.
He definitely, you know, likes his toughness and his grit. But the thing with playoffs is it's tough. You don't want to, you're trying to keep your emotions under control, and you don't want to take stupid penalties. You know, it's even... you take a chance at going after Griba, and you know he doesn't fight, and you get a 2-minute penalty, and it can cost you a playoff game, right? So, I think that's why in playoffs you see a lot more hitting, because guys know they don't have to fight or answer the bell; they can just say no and maybe try and get someone to take a penalty. So, you know, that's why people always wonder why is there so much hitting in the playoffs as well, because you know guys don't have to answer the bell. So, I think that's. That's what kind of made it tough is, you know, if it's regular season, there's probably line brawl. There's, you know, brawl the next shift. There's a brawl the next shift after that. But in playoffs, it's a little more controlled, and you're always worried about taking a penalty and costing your team a game.
Although there was a line brawl in that series in Game 3 here in Ottawa. What do you remember of that?
Was I in it?
No, as a matter of fact, you weren't. I'm sure you watched it with great interest, though.
I can't even remember it.
Okay, all right. That was the game. Pageau got the hat trick, and then right after, it was either 3-1 or 4-1. Ryan White was in the middle of it. There's a bunch of different players, but yeah.
Yeah, was that at center ice?
Yes, yeah, right off the face off.
Yeah. I do remember that, and I was a little upset that I wasn't out there. I think it was Moan out there. White was out there. I forget. Yeah. I do remember that. It was kind of near the end. It was at the end of the game, like game was over type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brendan, for yourself, you end up going to Montreal at 28 years old. It looked like you loved it. The fans loved you. Maybe you just speak to the experience and what it's like playing in that and how it might be a little easier to handle that later in your career than some of the young players that come through that market.
Yeah, it's... Obviously, coming from New York, another huge market, but nothing's really like Montreal, where they live and breathe hockey. So it was definitely cool. It can be overwhelming. It is better, for a young kid especially, but also for a young kid. I mean, throw you into the fire right away, and you learn quick and become a man pretty quick. So. Yeah, you always got to be on your toes there. You got to be, everyone's watching you and everyone's expecting you to play, and you got a lot of pressure on you. Everybody wants you to do your job, and, if you're making this amount of money, you got to score this many goals, and, you got to, if you're not playing well, it can definitely come down on your heart, and, but yeah, it'll make a man out of you quick, and I always like playing in big markets, and I like playing in front of the big crowds, and the Hockey Night Canada's, that's when I felt I played my best hockey, when the adrenaline was pumping and a lot was on the line. It's definitely one of the best places to play if you want that.
And you played two more seasons after that. It sure felt like here in Ottawa. How different did those games against Ottawa feel after the fact? Because it felt like, and hey, Montreal, a long-established franchise, felt like after that series it was kind of game on, where there's at least a little bit more respect for Ottawa.
Yeah. You start to learn the players that you're playing against a little more. I had a lot of years, like even with the Rangers playing against Ottawa, I had a lot of battles against them throughout my career. So, definitely I had a respect for Ottawa even, going into when I was in Montreal. So, and it continued to grow. But those were the games, some of my best memories are those playoff series and stuff that I'll take with me for the rest of my life. About some of my favorites going into Ottawa, playing in front of those fans, playing against Ottawa back home. Some of my best hockey memories. So I'll always cherish that.
Before we wrap up with you, I wanted to ask you, your career wrapped up about three seasons or so ago. You played 1 year in the German League. What was that like?
Yeah, it was actually really cool. I had a lot of fun over there. It was just a cool, different experience. In Germany, you have you can have 8 imports. So there was a bunch of Canadians and some Americans and guys that I'd played against and guys that I played with. So it was a lot of fun over there, and the lifestyle is pretty cool. So, but eventually, it was just wasn't really worth it anymore. The body was kind of breaking down, and it was time to hang them up.
Right. What keeps you busy these days?
I'm just back home in London, Ontario. So, been working with the Knights a bit. I've been working with my old financial company that took care of my finances, and trying to get into the agent side of things now as well. So we'll see how things go.
All right. Well, good luck on that. We'll expect to see your name in the middle of maybe some hockey deals down the road. Good to catch up with you and relive some memories with you from back in the day. Thanks for the time, and I look forward to chatting with you again sometime down the road.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.